7:10, Pete McMurray, Shane Monsouris. It's a big day today. Dave, it's a big day.
Why is it a big day, Pete?
Our next guest, we were lucky to get a hold of him. Today is Charlie McMurray's very last day of sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
On the phone with us, my son, Charlie McMurray. How are you, buddy?
How'd you book him?
It was tough.
Good.
We got a hold of him. Hi, Charlie.
Good.
Are you excited? Today's your last day of sixth grade.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Very excited.
What happens today at the last day of sixth grade? Do you even go to school?
We go to a talent show, and it ends at 11:45, and then we get out.
Run out of there.
And who took the day off to pick you up?
Mom.
Oh.
Mom took the day off so she could pick him up from sixth grade.
Charlie, do you have a talent in the talent show today?
No.
He wouldn't do it. I'm like, you perform all the time. Do something. He can play piano. Oh. He can sing. We tell jokes in our house. Sometimes we have a variety show in our living room.
And you wouldn't do anything, Charlie?
He didn't want to do it. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You're at that age now where you get embarrassed when, you know, girls, the opposite sex and the whole deal. That's when it starts, Jane. It does. Tell Mr. Ennett how many basketball camps you're doing this summer.
I'm doing three. I'm doing a Loyola basketball camp.
Loyola?
A camp with Coach Kleinschmidt at DePaul Prep.
Coach Kleinschmidt, DePaul Prep.
Sure. Tom Kleinschmidt. What was the other one?
What's the last one?
A Notre Dame sleepaway basketball camp.
Wow.
He's going to South Bend, Indiana.
You know, there's a basketball camp, Charlie, right up in Evanston. You come to a game every year at Northwestern. You're not going to camp there?
No.
Go Cats.
We got to talk to Coach Collins. You got to get in his camp.
Yeah,
can you
really
get him into a fourth camp.
All we have is time.
What's one more?
why don't you tell everyone about your chores this summer? We have certain chores now. We're at that age where we got to pull our own weight around the house. What are you going to be doing?
I have to mow the lawn.
Mowing the lawn is the most important. We take care of our lawn. Okay.
Sweep the garage.
Sweeping the garage. You got to keep it clean. All right.
And fetching Mr. Ennett a coffee whenever he needs it.
Fetching Mr. Ennett coffee whenever he needs it.
You're the best, Charlie.
Very, very good. Nice. And what fun are we going to be having this summer? Are we going to be swimming? What are we going to be doing?
I'm going to my Aunt Anne's house in Milwaukee. I'm going to my friend's Michigan house a lot.
He loves to fish.
That's fun.
We got a fisherman in the McMurray house.
You have all the gear for the fishing?
We do. Aunt Anne has everything.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she lives in Wisconsin. She's got it all.
Charlie, you do a lot of the dinners. You make your dinners for your family at home. Will you be doing a lot of cooking this summer for 5 o'clock family dinner?
Yes.
Do you have a menu planned? Like maybe you could lay out what happens every night and put out a monthly menu for your parents to see.
No, he has no time
to let people know.
Charlie loves to cook.
He's great.
And we always run into a speed bump somewhere and we FaceTime Jane, who is a wonderful cook. And we're like, Jane, we need some help before mom gets home. We got to make this dinner. And she usually helps, right, Charlie?
Uh-huh.
Because you're not any help, Pete.
Well, I try.
Pete's the speed bump.
I could FaceTime Jane or try to track down my mother somewhere. It's like, where's Betty Ann? She's running all over the place. Mary, did you have something?
I do. Hey, Charlie, do you know that your dad has a lot of energy?
Yeah.
Do you ever have to tell him to calm down sometimes? Back off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. He's got just as much.
Do you, Charlie?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
He does.
You match your dad.
We play basketball. Yes, Dave.
Can I ask Charlie a question about last Friday at Wrigley Field? There was a Facebook post of you, Charlie, you and your dad.
Oh, I saw this.
And it kind of looked like you were rolling your eyes a little bit. Can you explain what was happening there?
So that was the 30th time we were reshooting the video because my dad's hair wasn't in place.
No, that is not true. That is a lie.
Yep.
That was a one-take video. If people don't know, on my Facebook page, we did a video. I pulled Charlie from school at lunch. It's kind of a thing that we do now. So around the end of school, we didn't do a Cub game.
Yeah, Charlie McMurray doesn't lie. I believe that was the
No, that yeah. was
It probably
not.
Was a few takes. Plus, you posted a lot of photos prior to the video, so he's over being photographed and videoed.
Charlie, just for that, you're grounded for the
no.
entire summer.
No.
All right. No.
Have a great day at school, buddy, okay?
Nice, Dad.
All right, I love you. Have fun, a great
Charlie.
Day.
Bye,
See you,
Charlie.
Buddy.
You too. Bye.
He's a good kid, and he's filled with energy.
I feel like you don't let him sleep in. Like, you seem like the type that, like, 4:45, you're like, Charlie, let's get up and go do stuff. Like,
got to do another camp.
Right.
Wait a second.
Go, go, go.
Are you going to put him in a different camp besides basketball? Needs to learn some other sports.
He's done different types of camps. This summer, he just wanted to do basketball.
I think you put him in cooking camp.
There you go.
He's done cooking camp. Oh. He's done chess camp. He did Minecraft camp.
You said something just interesting there. He only wanted to do basketball because my stepdaughter's 13 and we were like, well, what do you want to do? And she doesn't want to do a whole lot. I'm like, well, is it all her decision? Can't we make her do something? Or is it 13? They've decided they make all the decisions.
I think they decide.
13, no, they decide.
Yeah. Well, you have these week-long camps. When kids are in camp, they really can't do anything else. So you want to split up. You want to split them up so they can do other things, like so we can go to Wisconsin or our friends have a lake house in Michigan or go see my mother in Peoria, which we're going to do in a few weeks. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I still think we should make – Catherine's got one camp scheduled in July for 4 days, so I think some point
you want her to do
idea.
More? Is
yeah.
that what you're
Put
saying?
Her in a camp that has multiple activities to see what she maybe likes.
Where do you find those, though? Like what?
I'll look at, I don't know. You're going to have to do some research on that. I don't have a kid I'm sending to camp. But
she's
going to
do golf, but she doesn't.
Well, he's doing golf, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and your local recreation department in town, they have a ton of stuff. And even the library offers a lot of cool things.
I'm telling you right now, I wish someone would have taught me golf at a young age.
Sure.
Because golf you can play for the rest of your life.
I agree.
You're
yeah.
still young, Pete.
I know he's young.
You're still young.
Well, I'm trying. I'm taking lessons.
Are you going to do swim lessons this summer again?
I did swim lessons last summer because I couldn't swim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Now I can swim. You guys want to go swimming today?
No.
Maybe this weekend when it's 90.
I think that's one thing you got to make your kids do is learn how to swim.
Yes.
I think that's the important camp they got to go to.
Well, Mary, you came from a large family. Your mother throws you in there for a year or two.
It.
You don't really pay attention.
I hated going to learn how to swim because I had the meanest teacher and it was 6 o'clock in the morning. It was freezing cold.
Yep.
And I still do not like swimming to this day.
Do you remember her name, Mary?
They called her Curly.
Curly.
Because she had this curly perm, this really tight perm, and she was this... just like kind of heavy set short woman, and she was mean and she'd get in the pool.
I taught swimming lessons and I was mean as well, but it's because the water is so cold and these kids that can't swim, I was frustrated with them, so I wasn't that nice of a teacher.
You were mean.
So
did you go to gymnastics camp?
You were mean.
You did go to gymnastics camp?
I did.
Wow.
I was mean.
You're a great swimmer. I forgot about that.
Well, I don't, I mean,